Labor Government to Afford Migrant Sex Offenders Human Rights to Avoid Deportation. By Kurt Zindelka on May 1, 2025. Incoming legislation pitched as banning foreign sex criminals from gaining asylum in Britain has come under fire for failing to prevent migrant criminals from appealing to so-called human rights legislation to remain in the country. The left-wing Labour government said this week it intends to pass a law to prevent the use of the Refugee Convention by foreign nationals who have committed appalling sex crimes to enter the UK asylum system. The legislation will apply to migrants who have been placed on the sex offenders registry. Home Secretary Yvette Cooper said, "Sex offenders who pose a risk to the community should not be allowed to benefit from refugee protections in the UK. We are strengthening the law to ensure these appalling crimes are taken seriously. Nor should asylum seekers be stuck in hotels at the taxpayers' expense during lengthy legal battles." However, the opposition Conservative Party noted that the legislation will not prevent foreign sex offenders from launching appeals against deportation under the controversial right to private and family life. The loophole, which has allowed numerous rapists, terrorists, and other criminals from evading removal, was taken from Article 8 of the European Convention on Human Rights, ECHR, and enshrined into British law under Tony Blair's Human Rights Act of 1998. Conservative Party Shadow Home Secretary Chris Philp told the Daily Mail, "This is a pathetic gesture in an attempt to win votes ahead of Thursday's local elections. The real loophole being exploited by foreign criminals to stay in the UK is human rights laws. We Conservatives tabled an amendment to repeal the Human Rights Act for all immigration matters and require the deportation of all foreign criminals just a few weeks ago. But Labour shamefully voted against it. However, during its 14 years in power, multiple Conservative governments failed to change the law and refused to withdraw from the European Convention on Human Rights and its associated court in Strasbourg, which are technically separate from the EU, and, therefore, Britain's membership was unaffected by Brexit. The post-Brexit governments of Conservative Prime Ministers Boris Johnson, Liz Truss, and Rishi Sunak all failed to free the country from the diktats of the ECHR or, indeed, repeal Blair-era laws that incorporated the globalist framework into the British legal system. The right to private and family life clause permits foreign criminals to remain in the country if a judge determines that they would be at risk of harm if removed to their homeland or if they have family members residing in the UK. This has led to numerous criminals remaining in the country. For example, a double rapist from Somalia who posed a high risk of serious harm to the public was allowed by a judge to stay in the country after it was found that he would not receive proper mental health care in his native country. Even a former Taliban fighter escaped deportation after a judge in Scotland found that Afghanistan would not be able to provide him with care for the post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD, he supposedly suffered from as a result of fighting on behalf of the Islamist terror group. Follow Kurt Zindelka on X. Follow @KurtZindelka or email to Zindelka@Breitbart.com.